Hello?
Garrett Landscaping, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling from Hanford Research. We're conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call, where household is chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, first of all, I wanted to ask you how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
10.
How many?
10.
10 kids, okay. Okay, thank you so much. What is your age?
34.
34. Okay, all right. Okay, how do you describe your gender?
Describe what?
How do you describe your gender?
My gender?
Yeah.
I mean, it's only a world of male and female, so I guess I'm a male.
All right, thank you so much. And how would you describe your race?
White.
All right, thank you. And what grades are your children currently in?
12th, 3rd, 2nd, 4th, 8th, 6th. Oh my God. How many is that? How many was that? I don't know. Was that 10?
Oh, all right. So, okay, not a problem. Let me see. Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? For example, it is a public school run by a school district, or it's a public charter school. It's a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or it is another format.
They were going to Catholic, but then the guy touched my child, so. And now they go to public.
Public charter school. Okay, thanks a lot. And you mentioned you had a child in second grade, right?
Yes.
Okay, the following several questions will be about this child's school. Let me tell you. First, which of the following best describes the school where your second grade child is enrolled this year? It is a public school run by a school district or a public charter school?
The second one.
All right, let me tell you that we have finished 25% of the survey. When it comes to your second grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
About what?
When it comes to your second grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Honestly, with the second grade one, he's pretty retarded, so I'm pretty concerned.
All right. Thank you so much. And to the best of your knowledge, is your second grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
No, he's retarded. I just said that.
Okay. You mentioned your second grade child is not at expected reading level for children their age. When did you notice your child was not at the expected reading level?
Definitely not.
But when did you notice your child was not at the expected reading level?
I don't know. Next question. I don't know.
All right. And you mentioned you are concerned about your second grade child's reading. What concerns you about your child's progress?
The only real word he can say is his brother Philo.
I'm sorry, can you repeat again?
All he can say is his brother Philo.
I'm sorry, I think I couldn't hear you well. You mentioned his brother...
Philo. F-I-L-O, Philo. His brother. Okay. That's all he can say, his brother Philo.
Okay, thank you so much. And has your second grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
Say that again, you're breaking up.
Has your second grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
I don't know how we can improve. I can barely read, honestly.
Your second child's pediatrician has never mentioned you the reading development at home. He haven't suggested something to develop his reading.
His pediatrician, is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that a doctor?
Yeah.
What are they going to? They're going to help him read?
I don't know if you have mentioned this to the doctor that he has some issues to read.
He's mentally challenged. He's retarded. I told you that.
And your pediatrician suggested you some ways to develop the reading for the child.
No, he's retarded. There's no developing.
Okay. So, what information do you use to understand your second grade child's progress in reading and writing?
I let him play outside and let him do his own thing. I don't have time for the autism.
For example, play outside.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you that we have completed at 36%. We did not take a lot of time. Do you... Oh, no.